Kedushas Avi Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pichas Zechnishmas Daniel Sheinabas Yoshua Falk. Parshas Vayishlach. Well, we're moving quickly. It was just Rosh Hashanah the other day, so we're holding by Parshas Vayishlach soon. Hanukkah is coming up, so okay, good things. Okay, the Torah tells us the Parshas Vayishlach, page one here, Perek Lamed Hey Pasuk Base. Vi Bishkon Yisrael Ba'artahi. Vayelech Ruvain Vayishkov as Bila Pilegish Oviv Vayishma Israel Vayu Bnei Yaakov Shnei Masar. So Rashi explains that this is a very daunting pasuk. The simple pshat is that that Ruvain cohabited with the Pilegish of his father Rachel's Pilegish, but Rashi says that it doesn't mean that. All it means is, look at Rashi, it talks about Bilbel Mishkovo. Malal of Akosuv Kila Shachva, Lama Bilbel Kila Yitzuv, Shemesa Rachel. So Rashi explains that when Rachel died, so Natal Yaakov Mitosa Shoysa Nasuna Todib Baal Rachel. In other words, Yaakov was living with Rachel, and he now put the bed into the Pilegish in Bila's tent, and Reuven felt that was not respectful to his mother, to Leah, and he took it out and put it in his mother's tent into Leah. Okay, whatever the case be, that's how Rashi explains. So later on, in Parshas Vayeshev, with the whole Maisa of Yosef, so on page 3 it says Vayoshev Ruvain al Habor. Ruvain comes, right? They put Yosef in the pit, and Ruvain comes back and is looking, where's Yosef? And so the Chazal say on page 3, Vayoshev Ruvain al Habor, where did he go? Where did he leave to? Heichan Hayar, Reb Lezer, Reb Shua, Reb Omer Besako Vitaniso. In other words, he went away because he was doing tshuva. He was doing tshuva for whatever this maisa happened with the bed, with Bilhah, this, he felt he had to do tshuva. Maybe he wasn't proper what he did. He was giving cover to his mother, but maybe he was undermining his father. So he did tshuva. So for that, and that's why Yoshev Ruvain al Habor. Where is he coming from? He's coming from the fact that he put a sock and he was fasting. Now he reappears. So Amalah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Meolam Lochata Adam Lefanai VeOsa Tshuva. Ruvain, you are the first one to do tshuva. Atapa Tachta B'Tshuva Tchila. So you did. Was the first one to do tshuva. Chayecha sheben bincha omed ubusech b'tshuva tchila. So your descendant, the Navi Hoshea, from the tribe of Reuven, he will be, since he's a descendant of you, he will be the one that will pronounce the importance of tshuva. Ve'ezeh zeh Hoshea shenema shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Right, that's the Haftorah we know for Shabbat Shuva of Shuva Yisrael. And why did Hoshea have the zchus to be the one to pronounce Shuva? Because he was a descendant of Reuven, and Reuven was the one from this week's Parsha. He did some type of thing that wasn't 100% proper, and Vayosha, and in Parsha's Vayeshev, In next week's parsha, it says Vayoshev Ruvain al Habor that he did tshuva. So, and where was he? He was doing tshuva. He was fasting, etc. So, and the Chazal say he's the first one. Wow, the first one to ever do tshuva. That's what he says. Me'olam lochata adam lefanai v'asa tshuva. Page 3. V'ata patachta b'tshuva tchila. So the question that's raised is: we have other midrashim, page 5. Vayetze Kain b'fnei Hashem, v'hechad yotza, Yudim Shem Rav Ivy Omer Hifshield Verm Lachor Vyatzik go to the Kayin, this famous medrash about Kayin, that we know, of course, Kayin killed his brother. And then the bottom line says, Pogba Adam Harishon, that he bumped into Adam Harishon. And he said, Amar lo man nasa bedincha, what happened with your sin? Amar lo asisi tshuva. I did tshuva. And this pasart, and I was excused. So he said, so you see that he amalo manasa bedinecha amalo. So this is the Adam Rishon met Kayin. So Adam said to Kayin, "What happened?" So Kayin said, "Well, I did tshuva." So now Adam says, "You do tshuva. I should do tshuva now also." So he hit himself on the face. He said, "Kachi kocha shel tshuva." V'ani lo yisi yodea. Miad oman Adam Harishon v'omar bismur shil yom haShabbos. And Shabbos is a time of tshuva, time for introspection. So Kayin met Adam Harishon, and Kayin asked Adam Harishon, "What happened with your avera?" He said, "No, I took care of it. I did tshuva," and then Adam was inspired to do tshuva as well. So the question that everyone asks is, how does the Medrash go ahead and say Reuven is the first one to do tshuva? We have other individuals that did things that were not necessarily proper, and they did tshuva, they were forgiven. So what's the idea? So there is a sefer, page 7, called Bina Le'itim. Bina Le'itim is one of a classical sefer drush, from not from our generation. There's a much it was reprinted in Shinan Dalet, but it's an old sefer. There's several classical sifrei drush that exist. Many of them you never heard of because they're old svarim. But Baruch Hashem, in our library we have it all. Baruch Hashem. So Bina Le'itim is a classic by Arzaria Figel. So he discusses this question of what does Chazal mean that Reuven, you're the one who the first one to ever do tshuva. Take a look here on page 8. So the bold letters is the medrash that we did by Reuven. Fakoshi. Right, that's the question. That we have another midrashim that say that Adam and Kayin did tshuva. And so what's this patachta tshuva tchila? And he wants to know also, what's the lashon patachta? So he says like this. So we're not going to read everything, but let's get to the key line here. As he's saying, Haklal, the arrow on the left side. Ha'ola mikol dvareinu ki tachlis ha'tshuva m'ula hinasis me'ava. What's real tshuva is that you feel distance from the Ribono Shel Olam, and you want to recreate that relationship. He says, tshuva miyira, we'll speak about that. It's a certain level of tshuva, but it's not like you're just afraid of something. You're afraid of punishment. It's not like you really care about the relationship. So he says, that's what it means that Reuven, look on the top line on page 8 on the left side. In other words, you initiated the tshuva. It was not that you were told that you're going to have somebody rebuked you, or you had some type of onesh that was presented in front of you. To Moshe Hayala Adam and Kayim. These people were rebuked. They were, you know, because if they wouldn't be presented with rebuke or possible punishment, they wouldn't have necessarily did tshuva. But your tshuva was the what? Complete. Why? That you initiated based on your character. Immediately. Don't wait till something bad happens or somebody comes and threatens you or somebody comes and rebukes you. Shuv Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Ki kashalta b'avonecha. And that's the maila of Reuven. That's atapa tachta b'tshuva tchila. There was no rebuke. There was no other thing. He came to his own realization that maybe what he did was not proper. And then he decided to fast and to take the initiative. And that's what it means, atapa tachta. In other words, not only you were the first one, you initiated your tshuva. That's what it means. Not that it means that you're the first person to ever do tshuva. Because I'll say, Kayin did tshuva, Adam Arishon did tshuva. But these people who were thrown out of, he was thrown out of Gan Eden, or, you know, and well, the whole story in Chumash Brachos of all the rebukes and the punishments that existed. But Reuven, atapa tachta, meaning not that you're the first one, but you initiated. In your circumstance, you came to self-realization. No one had to threaten you. No one had to rebuke you. And that's the best thing. And that's the praise that Reuven gets from what happened in this week's parsha. But the Sefer Ikrim, on page 9, Rav Yosef Albo. I had a fellow in my shir, Rav Yosef Albo, descendant of Rav Yosef Albo. What? Great Neck, yes. Yeah. All good people live in Great Neck. We know that. I was there this week.
That's it.
I was there this week in Great Neck. You're right. I was there. Okay. So he wants to understand. So Tshuva Mi'ava, Reuven, that's the best, right? But what is... But Tshuva Mi'ira is also a Madrega. It's not the best Madrega. It's not the highest Madrega. But why should it be worth anything? That's what the Sefer Ikrim wants to know. I mean, you really don't care. You're just afraid of the consequences. So why should that have any potency to give any level of forgiveness? Look here on page 10, the Sefer Ikrim. He says, Dover Zetzarch Biyur, Heichan Yotzalol Reish Lakish, Shezdonos Naslos Kishkogos. That if you did Shuvah Meira, and the Aveira you did was bemazed, so now it becomes like a shogeg. L'shav Meira. Sheshuras Hadin, because really, Hashav Meira's Onesh in Roisha told Shuvosu Klal. He says it really should have no impact, Shuvah Meira. Shapol Olav Yishkach Adam O Yiguna Osha. Allah royal kabal skar onush will pull up chirish lo this arbo onus klal. Hashem yira ain't a pull bechiri gomer. Because you're not doing it because you have you. This is what you think is right. It's not bechir chafshitz really. When you think that you're going to do something, and because of what you did, you're going to be punished, and therefore you're feeling bad. But what's the positive aspect of Tshuva Meira? Again, Adam did Tshuva, Kayin did Tshuva. Again, Reuven atal pasachta. You initiated. You were with Tshuva Meava. So he explains here. Let's get the key line that you can see. Okay, take a look at page 14. 12 on the towards the bottom on the right side, the last paragraph where I had the second arrow, page 12 to the left, he writes the following. Al Kain, Hashav Miira Al Derech Sichon Uparo Enu Tshuva Klal. See, when Paro did Tshuva, when Hashem brought the Makos, so he was suffering. Hashem was punishing him. So he had to say, okay, Hashem, Tzadik, etc. But soon as the punishment went away, then the Tshuva went away. You know, he didn't, you know, and he didn't mean anything. He didn't. But so what's the type of tshuva miyira that's meaningful? Ashav miyira lefisha hu mamin b'hashkocha. Al kein hu yari v'chared al dvar Hashem. He says, the mile of a person shav miyira is that he did an aveira and he believes in the whole system of the Ribono Shel Olam, knowing what person does and the schar v'onish. You know, the Sefer Ikrim was the person, the Rambam has the, you know, Ikre Yemuda, the 12 Ikre Yemuda, the Sefer HaIkrim has three. The three is the Metzias Hashem, Schar Va'onesh, and Torah Min HaShemayim. And you know what he says, the Sefer Ikrim, that the three Ikre Yemuna are the Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. Because Malchus means realized Metzias Hashem, he's the Melech. And Zichronus means Hashem records everything and knows everything that went on, and therefore will that Schar Va'onish, he'll give Schar for proper things. And and Shofros is the Shofar of Matan Torah, is the Torah Min HaShemayim. So he was the one, the Sefer Ikrim, who decided to classify it in a more condensed way than the Rambam did. And so he's saying over here that at least a person who has tshuva meira, at least he has the recognition that there will be consequences to his actions from Hashem, that he believes in God, that he believes in the Ikri Emunah, that God exists and he knows what's going on. That's a high madrega. You know, that's a high madrega. The concept of emuna is something that, you know, in yeshivas is not the thing that the main stress is discussing, and that's one of the most important things, to believe emuna. And at least the way the Sefer Ikrim, he put it into three categories, and he says these three categories are what we're focusing on in Rosh Hashanah, the Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. But he says, so this individual who has tshuva meira, he's afraid because he's realizing that he did something not proper, and therefore he believes that there will be consequences for what he did from Hashem, from the Ribono Shel Olam, and therefore he wants to repent. That belief is a reason that his, so to speak, his sentence should be lessened, because at least he had that level of emunah. So it's not the level of Reuven, of atapatachta b'tshuva tchila, that you initiated. No one was threatening you. No one was giving you mussar. You just, it was self-realization. That's Reuven, atapatachta b'tshuva tchila. But the other level of Adam and Kayin also was meaningful, because it showed that they had this level, the level of emunah, of Mamin Bahashkacha, whereas Sichon and Paro, you know, they were being smitten, and you know, and therefore they said, okay, you know, I give up. But the second it's gone, the second the Makkah stops, the Tshuva stops also. So that, he says, Al Derech Hashav Meira, Al Derech Sichon Paro, ain't a Tshuva Klal. That Tshuva Meira is not tshuva, because that there was no belief there. There was nothing. But the other types of tshuva me'ava are the ideas. And this is, Rabosai, is in the Sefer Eretz Tzvi. Sefer Eretz Tzvi, page 15. The Kodesh Glover, Rav Ari Tzvi Frommer. I always tell you, everybody, Rabosai, and I'll say it again. There happens to be a beautiful picture of the Kodesh Glover in the library on 5A. When you get out of the elevator on 5A, you should go right by the elevator. Beautiful picture. You should look in that picture. Stare in that picture for a couple of minutes. You'll get Yira Shamayim from that picture. I remember one day, I was in the fifth floor of the library, and all of a sudden, I hear Dr. Lamb giving a drasha on 5A. I said, what is this? So I naturally went up to see what was going on. And apparently, Rav Aryeh Tzvi Frommer, the Frommer family, donated money to Yeshiva University. And they decided to dedicate the 5A floor to his memory. Hashem Yimkom Damo. He was killed. He was the successor of Rav Meir Shapiro at Chochmei Lublin. He was his successor, the Chazik Glover. He was Dr. Lamb speaks about his uncle was a Talmud of the Chazik Glover. He was a Goyen Olam. And I always tell Talmidim, go out 5A and just look at the picture. Look into the eyes of the picture. And so he has this thing from the Sefer Ikrim as well, that if a person, about what is Tshuva Meira. And he says the same thing. He quotes from the Gemara. He quotes the Sefer Ikrim of Etzim. And then he says on the first arrow on page 17, Nirlani has 90 rails and increases the Vorsham Chidish Otsum, the Kol Shirtsi, Shechaper lo Yom Kippur, the Chshev is Tshuva. So lo Mashkach is ain't Shovim Rakba Omer lo Yichoperli. In other words, if a person believes in the potency of Yom Kippur, so then Yom Kippur will be Mechaper. Because again, Emuna itself is a Mayim. So even if a person did an Avera, even if a person did an Avera, but he has a Muna that he could do Tshuva, and he knows that there's, and he has a Muna in the fact that there's consequences, so that's the, that itself is a Maila, and even though it's not Tshuva Me'ava, it's Tshuva Me'ira, and that the Bnei Yisoschar here writes on page 19 that we know that the Asara Haruge Malchus, he said, nearly the Stam Reb Lezer Hagadol, Reb Lezer ben Hurkanus. And why is he called Reb Lezer Hagadol? Bavorzenik Reb Lezer Hagadol, Ashaya Gilgul Ruvain Bechor Yisrael, because Ruvain was the Bechor. And, you know, Gilgulim is a whole thing in its own right. There's so many Svarim written on the concept, so that's a little bit esoteric for us. But the point being that he was considered an extension of Reuven, and therefore he was nitzol min gezeres asara horuge malchus, because shayu gulgulei shvatim shemachru as Yosef, but because of the idea of being able to do tshuva, pasach b'tshuva tchila. Said again, the best thing is obviously to want to renew the relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. But even if you're not ready, if you're not on that Madrega, at least to have a Muna that the world is not Hefker. The world is not Hefker. Anything we do, anything we say, there are going to be consequences from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if we have that Muna, that in itself, and that's a motivation for Tshuva, that's something. That's worth something. And it all starts with this week's parsha of the story of Reuven, of moving the bed of his father, and coming to the realization. And that's and that's why Shabbos, I always quote from the Sefer Virazov, Shabbos is a time for truth. There's one of my favorite vorts is the Pasuk in Emor. It says, B'yom HaShabbos Yarchenu, B'yom HaShabbos Yarchenu. Which literally is referring to the Lechem HaPanim. And Shabbos is the day where they took off the old Lechem, they put over the new Lechem. But Yarchenu has another connotation in Hebrew. Yarchenu, we say in Yiddish, to shatz up, to appraise. He says, the same one of the Hasidic Sfarim, the Reed Hazov, says a beautiful idea. He says, sometimes during the week, you're busy, you're running, you don't have time to think. Shabbos is a time where you want to reevaluate different things you did during the week. Were they lifnei Hashem or were they not lifnei Hashem? B'yom HaShabbos Yarchenu, B'yom HaShabbos Yarchenu means that Shabbos is the day that you could appraise when you were doing things during the rest of the week, in the rush of the week, hey, maybe that was what I did was not proper. Now, you know, everything's, you know, when Shabbos comes, everything stops. That's why people are ready to go to sleep, because the whole adrenaline from the week, stops. But it's a time that you can think, and that's why Shabbos is brought down in the Sfarim. It's a time of tshuva. That's why Adam Harishon, what did he say? When Cain said, do tshuva, Adam Harishon, what is the first thing he said? Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. So when we say every Friday night, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, we should think of this idea, B'Yom HaShabbos Yarchenu. B'Yom HaShabbos Yarchenu. This is a time when I have to appraise, was this something right or was it not right? What we did or I said, that's a good time. But that's Malas HaTshuva Me'ava or Malas Tshuva Me'ira. Tshuva Me'ava is something. That's the best. But tshuva b'yira is also something, because at least you believe that the world is not hefker, and you believe in schar va'onish, and you believe in the ikrim of the sefer ikrim of malchus Hashem, metzias Hashem, schar va'onish, and Torah min haShemayim. So I wish everyone a good Shabbos. Ez Hashem, Sunday shir at 11 o'clock, and we'll go from there. Yeah, we'll have a mincha now.
Shabbos, Rabbi. Beautiful
Shabbos. Shabbos, Avram.
Beautiful, beautiful share.
Thank you. Kol tov.
Kol tov.
Shabbos, everybody.
Good Shabbos. Shabbos.